USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A caravan with thousands of migrants is on its way to the southern U.S. border.
Approximately 5,000 migrants from Central and South America are moving northward through Mexico, headed for the southern border. Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar says caravans are a recurring situation, but they won't be allowed in if they make it.
89 to 90% of them don't have a right to get asylum. They're coming in because of economic reasons, or they want to join their family.
This caravan marks the largest since last June, with Mexican police providing an escort and ensuring the highway remains accessible. I'm John Schaefer.
The House of Representatives has ended a resolution to censure Congresswoman Rashid Tlaib over her comments about the war between Israel and the terrorist organization Hamas. The Michigan Democrat had nearly two dozen Republicans join Democrats to kill the motion without debate. Negotiators will be back at it again today to try to end the Hollywood actor strike. Talks between SAG-AFTRA and the major studios continued well into last night, with artificial intelligence being a major hurdle. Folks from both sides say the talks are heading in the right direction and that a tentative deal could be reached within a week. National Security spokesperson John Kirby is reporting civilians are beginning to evacuate war-torn Gaza through the Rafah border crossing into Egypt. The crossing was opened after Egypt, Hamas, and Israel agreed on a maximum number allowed to leave. Only 500 people may cross daily. Former fiery Indiana University men's basketball coach Bobby Knight has died at the age of 83. The family announced last night, "It's with heavy hearts that we share that Coach Bob Knight passed away at his home in Bloomington, surrounded by his family." Thanks for listening, my friend. USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Would you want to buy a haunted house? You'd be surprised what people think.
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden was on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Biden visiting Minnesota and emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden is meeting the presidents of Chile and the Dominican Republic this afternoon in the Oval Office. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.